Just a segue off of what Don was saying about, you know, it starts out with a willing heart. And I think God expects that. I really do think God expects each of us, a child of God, to first of all say, hey, Lord, I'm here. You know, use me in whatever way you can or you see fit. I'll take you back when I was a young teenage boy, about 14 years old. Missionaries came through our church, and they were kind of local. They were in the U.S. I grew up in Ohio. They had a mission in Tiknas Pass, Arizona, with the Navajo Indians. And I was just, you know, I was a young Christian, but I'm like, missionary stuff, you know? I was really drawn to that, and the Lord spoke to me. And about 3 months later, I'm doing a three-month stint in Arizona with these missionaries. But I think, as I recall, is just in reading God's word and just in praying, it's God just wants us to say, hey, you know, if I'm here, if you want to use me, you know, that's the first step. Now, God, you know, early on in one of our first or second, well, I was encouraged in our first missions meeting, Teresa's daughter, Jessica, I was really excited. Here's a young person who's willing to, you know, give up a few days of her life and go to a foreign country and serve the Lord. Well, as you know, it didn't happen because she had got appendicitis. And when I first heard about that, I'm thinking, oh, I was bummed out. Because I go, man, Lord, she was so willing. But, you know, the Lord hopefully taught a lot of people some lessons here, but I looked at it from a practical standpoint. I mean, thank God that maybe she didn't go, because one of the first things you think about in being in a foreign country is like, oh Lord, I don't want to get sick, I don't want to have to go to the doctor, because you just don't know what you're going to get over there. And I think the Lord spared her that, but the Lord saw her heart, and there's going to be another door open for her. And because she's willing to go where the Lord wants her to go. And hopefully she's trusting in the Lord enough to say, hey, maybe not Nicaragua, but maybe India, maybe Colombia, maybe wherever else in the world. So I was just encouraged by that. Discouraged at first, but then the Lord has a way of bringing that around to an encouragement. And Don, it is about the kids. It's about the teachers, because these teachers are just—they're kind of blown away. We're bringing them a lot of new ideas. They've never heard a lot of this stuff, and with the new teaching that Don had talked about, with the personalities, I mean, these teachers are just like, wow, I never even thought about that, you know. Child rearing in foreign countries is so different than ours. I mean, we got to realize that when we first step off the plane in that country, is that they don't look at their kids the same way we do ours. And these kids, they just grab you, you know, because they're longing for love, for affection, for attention. And we're just there for a short period of time, they're getting as much as they can get out of us. And they challenge us. I was doing activities during Vacation Bible School. And I tell you, some of the games are strange to them. And it's really hard to instruct them. But they do have fun. They find a way to have fun with it, you know. What encouraged me were the people that worked there. They're hardworking people. I mean, it seemed like they worked all the time. There was like a siesta time. But other than siesta, man, they were working. They were busting, you know. And they were doing it with joy a lot. I mean, it's like they got the joy of the Lord in them. I'm telling you. Because of their purpose. They have a purpose, and they have a vision, and they know God's right in there with us. My prayer is, I'm not as old as Jerry. But I'm a few years behind you, you know. I'll be 59 in a month. But, you know, whether you're, you know, 16 or 60, God has something for you. And I know I'm thankful for everyone here and other churches that have supported us through prayer and through finances and through putting together some of the crafts for the children. And that is so appreciated, and it can't be done with it. So it takes a village, as they say. It takes a village to get this stuff done. Oh, Kip. Kip is a robot, because we start the storytelling in Vacation Bible School about creation. And Kelly, maybe she'll share some of her experiences. She was Tammy, and Tammy created this robot. And I had some hard shoes to fill, because Steve was Kip on our first trip to Nicaragua, you know. And but it was fun. It's goofy looking, but the kids are like, you know, they've never seen a robot, you know. And anyway, we had fun with it. It was great. And it was a great story, because you just start from creation. And, of course, right away, you know, I don't know how long it took Adam and Eve to sin against God, but it just seemed like, you know, then there's sin, and then there's, you know, God provided a way. And then we actually give a salvation message to the children later in the week. And then, you know, Jerry Lyons spoke on living for Jesus, living for Christ on Friday. So a lot of these kids, you know, they gave their hearts to Christ. And God knows who they are, and God will take care of them. God will hopefully lead them back to the church so they can get a grounding in the Word of God. And I'm just happy to be part of it. Happy to say, you know, God, I'm willing to go. And God will open the doors. God will close the doors. And God will bless us. He not only blesses these people that we go to, but he gives us a blessing. And I thank God for Jerry, because his translation, yeah. You know, none of us other than Kelly spoke some Spanish. So, but you know, God provides, and that's what it's all about.